Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And a very good Monday morning, afternoon, evening, everyone. Joe Beningo back with you again, the Ode to Pain podcast, Monday, April 29th, 2024. The Joe Beningo Ode to Pain podcast brought to you by the Hackensack Brewing Company, by Anita Discount Tire, by DraftKings, and by our good friends at Manscaped. What a day it was. What a Sunday of sports in for the New York teams, and specifically for the teams I root for. You know, when you're a fan of the Mets, Jets, Knicks, and Rangers, you don't get a lot of days like you got yesterday, where obviously the Jets are not playing right now, that they did have a very good draft, which if we have time, we'll get into that. I don't know if we're going to. But when you see a day when the Knicks win a playoff game, the Rangers close out a playoff series with a sweep, and the Mets win with a walk-off home run in the bottom of the 11th inning by, of all people, Mark Vientos. That is a tremendous sports day if you are me, okay, or if you're a fan of those three teams specifically. And, you know, we'll start with the Knicks. What a pulsating, tremendous basketball game this was yesterday. Game four in Philadelphia, the Knicks leading the series 2-1. You know, a lot of people very skeptical about the Knicks winning this series, even after they took a 2-0 lead. You know, how are they going to stop Embiid, who went for 50 points in game three and all of that nonsense? And, you know, even though Brunson had 39 in game three, the Knicks still wound up losing the game. But what a game yesterday. We'll start with Brunson, who had an epic performance. Set the all-time Knicks record for points in a playoff game with 47, and he needed every one of them, breaking the record that Bernard King set all the way back in 1984 when Bernard had 46. Did it a couple times that year, both against the Pistons in the first round and the Celtics in round two. That was a great series, that Celtic-Knicks series in 84, even though the Knicks lost in seven to the eventual champion Celtics. But Jalen Brunson breaks that record. What a performance he had yesterday. 47 points, 10 assists, became the only Knick ever to have a 40-plus point, 10-assist game in the history of the playoffs. That's really saying something. I mean, just unbelievable when you think about it, how great a player Brunson is. But the Knicks don't win this game without a full team effort. First of all, Mitchell Robinson out of this basketball game with that injury that, you know, that he's really been injured all year, but was re-aggravated in game three when Embiid tried to pull him down with that dirty flagrant foul that really should have got Embiid thrown out of the game. But, you know, that's water under the bridge, as they say now. But Robinson doesn't play. Bojan Bogdanović actually got hurt in this game too. Really played like 30 seconds, got hurt. He didn't come back. So the Knicks were already down a couple guys in this game, and still found a way. Brunson with his 47. But how about what everybody, how about the contributions of the other guys on this team? Josh Hart yesterday, and he's had a terrific series. Josh Hart yesterday played 46 minutes. I thought he played every minute. I didn't see where he ever went out of the game. But he played 46 minutes. Didn't have a field goal. He went 0-for-7 from the field. He only scored 4 points off from the foul line. And by the way, the Knicks win this game missing 10 foul shots. They were 16 of 26 from the foul line and still found a way to win this game. They didn't exactly shoot threes well either. Still found a way to win this basketball game. But Josh Hart, 46 minutes, 4 points, 17 rebounds in this game for Josh Hart. I believe he had 5 assists as well. He was tremendous. And, you know, even what, you know, you look at what he did as well on the defensive end. Deuce McBride, 13 points off the bench, hit some very big shots, especially in that third quarter. He's had a really, really terrific series. How about OG Anunoby? You know, he next to Brunson yesterday, he was probably the most important Nick on the floor. Anunoby goes for 16 points, 14 rebounds, and Isaiah Hartenstein got in foul trouble in this game. He wound up with 5 fouls. He got 4 fouls in the third quarter alone against Embiid. Had to go to the bench. Never came back in the game because OG Anunoby and Precious Achiuwa played tremendously against Joel Embiid. Embiid had 1 point in the fourth quarter. And I'll tell you, watching the game yesterday, it really looked like Embiid was running out of gas. I mean, it really looked that way. You know, he was holding on to the pants. He was lumbering up and down the floor. He looked like he was running out of gas. But Anunoby and Precious Achiuwa were just phenomenal in the fourth quarter, especially late in the game against Embiid. Achiuwa, I think he scored 1 point in the game, but he had a couple big blocks. One huge block on Embiid coming out. Embiid was trying to shoot a three, and Achiuwa wound up blocking the shot. I mean, you know. So as good as Brunson was with the 47-point epic performance, the Knicks don't win this game without the contributions of everybody else. Josh Hart, McBride, Anunoby, Achiuwa, even Dante DiVincenzo, who was a real no-show in Game 3 after he hit the game winner in Game 2, came off the bench after he had sat for a while and hits a couple big threes. He only had 8 points, but he hit a couple big threes as well as the Knicks were trying to take control of this game in the third and fourth quarter. I mean, this was a full team effort. The Knicks whacked them on the boards again. The Knicks so far in this series have 30, I believe the number is 30 more offensive rebounds than Philadelphia does. I mean, this was a tremendous win by the Knicks yesterday. Just a great win. You can't say enough about Brunson. And when is Brunson going to get his due as one of the top five, certainly top 10 players in the league? A guy who certainly merits MVP consideration. I know he's never going to get it. We know that. The New York bias, they'll never give it to Brunson. But God, how great has this guy been? And I want to say this again. And, of course, the Knicks with a 3-1 series lead now, and they could close out the Sixers Tuesday night at the Garden and what's going to be a crazy atmosphere. And how about all the Knicks fans yesterday in Philadelphia? I mean, it was almost like playing a game in the Garden. And after the game, you saw some of the film of the Knicks fans basically taking over the concourse there at Wells Fargo Arena, and Joel Embiid after the game basically ripping the fan base in Philadelphia for allowing so many Knicks fans to be at the game. But let's be honest. The bottom line is, you know, most Knicks fans can't afford a ticket for a game at the Garden. Same thing with the Rangers. So it's a lot cheaper to go down to Philly, especially if you live somewhere in Central Jersey or lower and you're a Knicks fan. It's an easy drive to Philly, and the tickets are a lot cheaper. But I don't blame Embiid for ripping his fan base. I really don't. You know, the Sixer fans had to sell that building out with Sixer fans, and they didn't do it. What a win for the Knicks. I can't say enough. And I said this before. The Knicks, this team has to win 2 rounds in the playoffs. 2. And get to a conference final. If you're playing the Celtics bounce back in Game 3 with a win after losing Game 2 to Miami. Down in Miami, they blew them out in that game in Game 3. And right now, it looks like the Indiana Pacers are up 3-1 over Milwaukee. You know, Lillard's hurt. Giannis is hurt. I mean, we may be looking at a Knicks Pacers series in the second round. There is no reason. Knicks win tomorrow night, and they should. There is no reason this Knicks team should not be playing in the Eastern Conference Finals. There is no reason. And I'm going to say it again. If they don't get to the Eastern Conference Finals, to me, it was a disappointing year when you win 50 games, when you're the number two seed in your conference, like the Knicks were. But I tell you right now, this is a tremendous basketball team. They're tough. They're resilient. I think you give a tremendous credit to Tom Thibodeau. I think they really reflect the toughness of their head coach. You know, Tom Thibodeau was voted the least, the coach you'd least like to play for in the NBA by a poll of, I think it was 70 NBA players. Really? All Thibodeau has gotten with this Knicks team is results. That's the bottom line. And they certainly play for him. And I got to give credit to Leon Rose, too, because nobody ever thought Jalen Brunson was going to turn out to be the player he's turned out to be. Nobody thought Josh Hart was this good. Nobody thought DiVincenzo was this good. We can go right on down the line. How good does that trade with Toronto look now with Anunoby? Not that it didn't earlier, but with Anunoby and even Precious Achiuwa and, you know, what he's given the Knicks this year in the regular season and what he gave them yesterday late in the game with Hartenstein in foul trouble and with Robinson unavailable because of the injury. Just unbelievable. Can't say enough. Leon Rose has done a magnificent job with this basketball team. Think about this, too. The Knicks have none, and that is zero lottery picks on their roster. How about that? Zero. What a job they have done. What a job Leon Rose and Worldwide West and Thibodeau. These guys have done a magnificent job with this Knicks team. And they are one win away now, up 3-1 in this series over the Sixers. They are one win away from moving on to the second round of the Eastern Conference playoffs. And right now it's looking like they're going to play one of their all-time old nemesis and rivals, the Indiana Pacers. So we'll see how it plays out. But what a day. What a Saturday. What a Sunday afternoon it was in Philadelphia. The Knicks win game 4, 97-92, and now lead the series 3-1. And a historic 47-point performance by Jalen Brunson for the Knickerbockers yesterday. You just can't say enough. Un-freaking believable. And we'll get to the Mets and Vientos' walk-off home run, but now we got to switch gears to the Rangers. What a time it is to be a fan of the two teams at Madison Square Garden. Look, the Rangers win 4-2 last night, wrap up the series, sweep the Washington Capitals in 4 games. First time since all the way back in 2007 that the Rangers have swept the playoff series. They did it against a team that doesn't even exist anymore, the Atlanta Thrashers, who are now the Winnipeg Jets. That's how long ago it was for the Rangers to get a sweep in a playoff series. But they took care of business against an inferior Washington team. And I don't care. You could say whatever you want, because the Rangers have taken shots too. All they were all year was the best team in the league. And when you're the best team in the league, you should be playing the worst of the playoff teams. Should you not? Shouldn't that be your reward for winning the President's Cup and having 114 points and winning 55 games during the regular season? Of course. And give Washington credit, you know, for making the run they did late in the year to sneak into the playoffs. But the Rangers were clearly the better team. They really were never in trouble in this series. Just phenomenal. And look, the Rangers did what championship teams do. They swept an inferior team in the first round. And that's the way to do it. Remember when they won the Cup back in 1994, now a scant 30 years ago, they swept the Islanders in round one. They beat the Capitals in round two in that series in 5 games. And I dare to say the next series is not going to be as easy. Right now, Carolina with that 3-1 lead over the Islanders. The Islanders staved off elimination on Saturday afternoon in that 3-2 overtime win, double overtime win over Carolina. They play game 5 tonight in Carolina. So we'll see if the Hurricanes can close out the Islanders or not tonight. But look, you're a Ranger fan. I want to see the Islanders win tonight. Let's extend this series. Let's have whoever's going to win this series, you know, go as far as it could possibly go. Now, remember one thing, and it's still obviously Carolina is still in the driver's seat. You expect that the Hurricanes are probably going to wrap up the series tonight. But remember one thing, and the Islanders have won, if I believe, 4 teams in the history of the National Hockey League to be down 3-0 in a series and come back and win it. Remember, they did it all the way back in 1975 to the Pittsburgh Penguins. They were down 3-0 to them and came back to win the next four and win that series. And if you remember, in the series after that, they played the Philadelphia Flyers in the conference finals. Philadelphia went on to win the cup. But if you remember that series, the Islanders were down 3-0 in that series and came back to force a seventh game in Philadelphia before the Flyers closed them out. So, you know, who knows what could happen here. Let this series go as long as it could possibly go. And whoever the Ranger opponent's going to be, still probably Carolina, let them get as tired out as they can as the Rangers sit back and await the second round of the playoffs. But the Rangers were clearly the best team. Igor Shesterkin was phenomenal in this series. He only allowed 7 goals. He was absolutely magnificent. I can't say enough how many point-blank saves did he make, how many times were there odd man rushes that he fended off. He was absolutely brilliant in this 4-game series. Like I said, he only allowed 7 goals in the entire series. And the Rangers' special teams were dominant. The Rangers scored 15 goals in this series, right? 15 goals, 4-4, 3-4. 15 goals in this series. 8 of the 15 were scored on special teams. 6 power play goals. They had 3 power play goals in the game yesterday in the closeout game 4. 6 power play goals, 2 shorthanded goals, right? They got shorthanded goals in both game 2 and game 3. Just, you can't say enough. Unbelievable. Keandre Miller with the shorthanded goal at the Garden in game 2. Barclay Goodrow with the shorthanded goal in Washington in game 3. Just unbelievable. Just tremendous. I mean, how many different guys scored goals in this series? And yesterday, look, Washington hung in there. The Rangers got a goal immediately. Capo Caco scored within the first minute of the game. Rangers had a 1-0 lead. Washington came back to tie it at 1-1. The Rangers got a power play goal from Vincent Trocheck to take a 2-1 lead in the final minute of the first period. Washington came back, tied it at 2-2 in the second. It was 2-2 going into the third, and then the Ranger power play put the game away. Artemi Panarin, his second goal of the series on the power play, gave the Rangers a 3-2 lead. That proved out to be the game winner. And then Jack Roslovic, who's really played well, and maybe finally the Rangers have found that right winger to play with Kreider and Zibanejad on their line. Roslovic, on another power play in the last couple minutes of the game, scored a empty netter as the Capitals had to pull the goalie, even though the Rangers were on a power play. Roslovic scored an empty netter, and that closed it out, and the Rangers win it 4-2 and sweep the series. They did what championship teams do. An inferior opponent, and they took care of business. And right now, look, you're a Ranger fan, you got to be feeling very good about where this team is. There's no other way to say it. So far, they've backed up a phenomenal regular season and doing what they had to do. Like I said, sweeping the first round against a team that they certainly should take care of business again against in the Washington Capitals. Look, it's only going to get tougher from here. There's no question about that. Whether it's Carolina, whether it's the Islanders, I still think the Hurricanes are going to probably close out the Islanders tonight. We'll see. But crazy stuff. And all the other 3 series in the Eastern Conference right now are all 3-1. Carolina up 3-1 on the Islanders. The Bruins are up 3-1 on Toronto. And in the other series, Florida, who was also up 3-0 over Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay came back and won game 4. They lead the Lightning 3-1. Look, Florida's a good team, no doubt. They were in the finals last year. I want to see Florida take. The team that scares me the most in the playoffs is the Tampa Bay Lightning. I want to see Florida take them out. I want them out. I really do. They scare the hell out of me. So, but we'll see what happens. But the Rangers sitting with their feet up as they take care of business against the Washington Capitals, beat them 4-2 last night in the closeout game of the first round of the Stanley Cup Finals, a 4-0 sweep. How sweet it is. All right, Beningo, the Ode to Pain podcast. Let's get our sponsors in here, the Hackensack Brewing Company, sometime in May, and May's going to be coming up. It'll be May 1st on the 1st of May, the old Bee Gees song. That'll be on Wednesday. We'll let you know when the next live podcast at the Brewing Company will be. Check them out. You know that 30 seconds off Route 4, 30 seconds off Route 4 or 10 minutes from the George Washington Bridge in beautiful Hackensack, New Jersey. Tap rooms open 4:30 to 10 Monday through Friday, 2 to 10 Saturday, 12 to 8 Sundays, 78 Johnson Avenue in Hackensack. Check out everybody over there, Mike Jones, TJ. Check out my Ode to Pain beer, all the different incarnations of it. You got the Jet one. You got the Met one. You got the Nick one. I think TJ's working on a Ranger one. Maybe he's waiting for them to win the cup. It'll put the cup on it. I don't know. But we can only hope. But check out the Brewing Company, Hackensack Brewing Company, and we'll let you know when the next live podcast will be. 78 Johnson Avenue in beautiful, not so beautiful, Hackensack, New Jersey. Check out my son Johnny, his boss Ari, the whole group over there in Rivervale, New Jersey on Westwood Avenue at Anita Discount Tire. You need work done on your car. You need tires for your car. You need anything for your car. You need your car inspected. Go see the boys over at Anita Discount Tire. Johnny, Ari, they will take care of you. Tell them I sent you. Any kind of work you need on your car, that's the place to go. And they're good guys over there as well. Now, if you're going to bet on anything, and God knows there's everything to bet on, congratulations to my good buddy, Kenny Scarabaggio, who yesterday, I called him up before the game started, before the Knick game started, before all these games started. I said, Kenny, what kind of number will you get? What kind of odds will you get if you bet a three-team parlay with the Knicks, Mets, and Rangers all winning on the same day? So Kenny checked it out. Kenny wound up betting it, and Kenny wound up hitting it. So Kenny, congratulations to you. And if you want to bet anything, and as Kenny told me, if I would have bet the Yankees, I would have won even more money, as the Yankees destroyed the Brewers yesterday for the second straight day, scored 15 runs against them as they get ready for a big series against the Orioles in Baltimore. But if you want to bet on anything, you got to go with DraftKings. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook right now. Use the code ODEPAIN. New customers bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You got to do it. Use the code ODEPAIN. And if you got a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.1800gambler.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Check out DraftKings. So many things to bet on right now. The NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs, the baseball, whatever whatever you want to bet, DraftKings is the way to go right now. And last but certainly not least, our friends at Manscaped. Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. My family jewels never freaking look so good as they do now using the Lawnmower 5.0, Ultra to trim the family jewels. Oh, my God. My penis looks bigger. My wife is happier. I mean, it's unbelievable. You can't make it up. And not only from that, not only using that to, you know, make yourself look good down below, but how about the underwear? I got a couple pairs of Manscaped underwear. They're phenomenal. They're great. I like them a lot, man. They're nice and they give you a lot of room in your body, you know, and every, you know, your scrotum is not hanging out or anything like that. Nothing worse than putting on underwear and, like, you know, one of the family jewels is kind of hanging out a little bit. I mean, that is not a pretty scene. So not only the Ultra 5.0 to trim the bits and, you know, give you that look that every guy wants down below and that illusion of a couple extra inches, but you also got to check out the Manscaped underwear. Absolutely phenomenal. Manscaped, especially the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. You know, I highly recommend it. Check it out, guys. All right. Again, an incredible sports day yesterday. If you are a New York sports fan, how about the Mets yesterday? So I'm watching the Knick game. You know, I'm a little bit painting back and forth a little bit with the Mets. First of all, how about the unbelievable performance by Jose Quintana yesterday, who goes 8 innings, allows 1 run I mean, what a brilliant performance. When's the last time we saw a Met pitcher pitch eight freaking innings? And Carlos Mendoza, and I got to tell you, I like Carlos Mendoza. I was very skeptical about him as a manager. Carlos Mendoza, I'm really starting to warm up to this guy. This guy's always got a smile. He's always happy. You know, Buck Showalter, I liked him, but Buck looked like he was always, you know, always constipated, right? Even when the Mets were playing well, he looked constipated. Carlos Mendoza looks like he's always got a smile on his face, and I think it's being reflected by his baseball team. Now, they lose the first two games of the series against St. Louis, but boy, did they bounce back yesterday. What a win. Quintana, eight innings, one run. The Mets hang in there. They're down to their last out in the bottom of the 11th inning, right? Mendoza's already used Diaz for an inning. He's got Reed Garrett in the game. Garrett actually gave up a run in the top of the 11th inning, and the Cardinals had a 2-1 lead. But then with runners at first and third, bottom of the 11th inning, Harrison Bader, who's really been much better than I ever thought he could be, would be for the Mets. 0-2 pitch, rips a single to center field, ties the game at 2-2. And then of all people, Mark Vientos, who just got called up a couple days ago, right? Just a couple days ago that they called up Vientos. And I don't even know how long he's going to be here. He may not be here too long, right? I mean, with all the, you know, you got J.D. Martinez now. You got D.J. Stewart here now. You know, you got all these guys. You know, Tyrone Taylor, who's been terrific. Where are you fitting in Vientos? And all Vientos does is hit a walk-off, two-run home run, and the Mets win the game 4-2. What a tremendous win for the Mets yesterday, completing the, well, the Rangers really did at night, but completing the three-game sweep for Beningo's teams. I mean, how good was that? You don't get, you know, when you're me or when you're a fan of these teams that I root for, or, and there's a lot of guys who root for the Jets, Mets, Knicks, and Rangers out there, we don't get these kind of days, man. Yesterday was a special day. April 28th, 2024 was a special day. The Knicks winning game four in Philadelphia, take a 3-1 lead in the playoff series. The Mets, a walk-off home run in the bottom of the 11th by Mark Vientos against the Cardinals. And the Rangers with a 4-2 closeout victory over the Capitals, sweeping them in the first round of their National Hockey League Stanley Cup playoff series. What a fabulous day. And if you're a Yankee fan, you throw in the beatdown, the 15-5 beatdown the Yankees gave to the Milwaukee Brewers yesterday. And by the way, the Yankees now, what are they, 19-10? They are now in first place in the American League East. And as I said, they got a big showdown this week in Camden Yards against the Orioles, who, you know, are right behind them in that American League East. So, but what a day for New York sports. Everybody wins. The Knicks win, the Mets win, the Yankees win, the Rangers win. Oh, baby. And tonight, as I mentioned earlier, you got game five. I know all the Islander fans are pumped up for the game tonight. They're ready to go. My buddy Kenny Scarabaggio, big Islander fan. Peter Schwartz, big Islander fan. My old partner, Evan Roberts. All these guys, all these Islander fans out there, they're pumped up for this game. Win tonight. Can the Islanders win tonight? And I want to see this series extended, right? And even if the Islanders come back to win, I'm ready for the Islanders now as a Ranger fan. I don't know if I would want to play them in the first round, but now I'm ready. Let's go. Let's go. If it's them. Now, look, they got a long shot to do it. They're going to have to come back from 3-0. I still think it'll be Carolina. But I would love to see the Islanders win tonight and extend that series a little more before the winner winds up playing the Rangers in the second round. So the Mets tonight play the Cubs. They open a 4-game series against the Cubs at Citi Field. Mets right now 14-13 on the year. Let's be honest, Mets fans, especially with the 0-5 start, every Mets fan out there would have signed for them to be one game over 500 after the first 27 games of the year, whether they started 0-5 or not. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. You got to be happy where they are. You know, they've hit pretty well. I know the injury to Alvarez is a hit, but they've hit well. But how about the bullpen? You know, how about this guy, Reed Garrett? This guy's 5-0. Reed Garrett. You talk about vulture wins. The Dodgers had a guy back in the 60s by the name of Phil Reagan. And his nickname was the Vulture because he would come out of the bullpen and wind up getting wins all the time in these games that the Dodgers would pull out late. Well, the new vulture is Reed Garrett of the Mets, and he has been unbelievable. The Met bullpen has been very, very good. Starting pitching's probably been a little better than we thought it would be. Severino pitches tonight. He's really pitched pretty well so far, as the Mets will, as I said, open up a four-game series against the Cubs at Citi Field. So just a tremendous Sunday. If you are a New York sports fan, all my teams win, the Knicks, the Mets, and the Rangers in the same day. What a phenomenal day it was. All right, Beningo, the Ode to Pain podcast. Everybody have a great, great week. Playing some golf today. It's 80 degrees out there. Unbelievable. The weather's finally coming our way. Enjoy the week. I will talk to you with my next podcast on Friday. Be safe out there, everybody. And as I always say to close out every show I do, all the love.